Good evening. This is Noreen Sumter on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. And it is Tuesday evening. I always say it's Tuesday evening. It's my favorite time of the week. I know it's corny and I say it every week, but you know what? I don't care.
Hey,
I don't care. This is my show. I could say tiddly winky woo if I wanted to. It's my business, you know. And so I might start a thing, right, with tiddly winky woo.
Yeah,
I don't think so. So the holidays are here. I've got my Santa hat on. I have a tradition that I've been wearing my Santa hat for. I wear it for the whole month of December. If I wore it in February, that'd be pretty bad. That would be nuts, right? I'd be known as the lady that is crazy. Right, so I wear it for the whole of December, and I walk around the streets of New York, and I'm jingling all the way. You're jingling, baby. Got it, baby. Do you know that song?
Yeah, jingle all the way.
No, that you're one? Jiggling, baby.
Oh, going, no, baby. I'm too young for that one.
Yeah, okay, so I'm too old for Soulja Boy.
Oh,
and you're too young for LL Cool J.
Oh.
So tonight we have Teo, and I call you Teo Official.
Yes, you can call me Teo Official or Teo.
Yeah, well, I call you Teo Official. I always think of Teo Official.
Yes.
I don't know why.
It's official.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, we're just super official.
Right. So I have Teo Official. She is the singer, songwriter, and writer of Instagram Famous. I thought about you a couple nights ago when I was watching this show, and they were talking about all the individuals that have gotten really successful on Instagram, and I'm like, damn, they need your song.
They do. I always say Instagram should sponsor me. Like, so Instagram, if you're watching this video,
I hope they are watching this video.
Sponsor me, because I wrote a song about your platform.
So, ladies and gentlemen and people and everybody else, and you know, if you're not a lady or a gentleman, or if you're a lady but you're a gentleman, and or you know, whatever, all of y'all. So guess what? I had another death in the family today, right? No, I'm not sad about this one either. Like I said to my friend, they are old. It is their time.
Okay.
You know, they've lived, like my auntie Sue, who looks exactly like my mother, and who looks exactly like me, but I'm the cutest.
That's what my manager would say.
Now, hopefully I'm not next. That would be really bad.
Oh,
I'll be
no.
so mad.
I would cry.
Right? She died. She was the last of the McLaughlin clan. So she died today. And so, you know, again, I had this vision of they're all rocking out up there or wherever that is. And just having a really great time and connecting. And like, I can literally see my uncle, who was crazy, having a good time with his dimples and, you know, welcome her into the fold. You know, I had a dream about my mother the other night. It was such a good dream. I dreamt that my mother, I was doing a talk in front of a bunch of people, well, a good many people, and my mother, and after I finished the talk, I was sitting down, and my mother came up behind me and smushed my face, right? Kissed me on the face.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And I was like, oh, mommy, you're here, like that, you know? And I said, come, let me introduce you to people, like that. So I was taking her around. I said, oh, this is my mother. Have you met my mother? I said, girl, you are late to the party. We done met your mother already, right? It was such a good dream. And that's exactly what she would do. And I know I wasn't hallucinating. I know I wasn't, even though I went to a Christmas party. So that's why I broke out the Christmas hat.
Hey.
And that's how I had that dream. I connected with her. So it's really great. I'm really happy that my mother's gone and gone on. I really don't have a problem with that.
Well, rest in peace to all the loved ones.
Rest in peace. I would say rock out. You know, she's rocking with all the rock stars and stuff. Just rock it out.
Aww.
Go ahead, mama. Go ahead, baby.
Yes, yes.
So, less about me and more about you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's amazing that I'm here right now. I always imagined this, like doing things like this, but now that I'm here, it just like, it's so real that it's real. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah.
So have you had like a lot of deja vu moments?
I have.
Yeah, like you're
like insane ones.
Like, oh my God, I've done this before.
Yeah, like especially like when we were on set, like for a video shoot, it was insane because I always pictured like it going like that. It's just like lights, camera, action. Everybody's on stage while they're filming. Then all of a sudden they're just like cut. And then behind scenes, everybody's running around. And like, it's literally exactly how I pictured
it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about, where do you hail from?
Like where I'm from?
Yeah.
So I'm from Arizona originally. I come from
so I say hail.
I come from
I just like saying that. Go ahead.
I come from a small town. It's called Chandler, Arizona.
How many people? Approximately.
Ooh. Maybe like in that city, probably like I don't know, 1,000 to 2,000 people.
That's it?
Maybe or more. I don't know. I don't think there's that many.
Well, Chandler's, how many people were in your school?
I didn't go to school in my exact city. I went to school. Actually, I bounced around schools a lot.
Okay.
So the schools I went to, though, were bigger schools. Mm-hmm. So they would have around like 2,000, 3,000 students. So they had a lot of students. Yeah.
Okay. So those were the bigger cities, I imagine.
They were the bigger cities. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My mom never really wanted us to go to like the schools that we, you know, were next to because they weren't in the best area. So she was like, she always wanted us to be a little bit above the par and get us into like the bigger, nicer bigger schools. Yeah.
So how did that impact you? Like, cause when you got back to your neighborhood in the evenings or the afternoons, like, did you have friends?
I tried to make friends in my like areas, but I wouldn't consider them true friends. Uh-huh. Like I made more true friends in the better areas. Like they were more just loving and understanding versus where people come from toxic environments and they're kind of toxic themselves. Like mm-hmm. it just brings a lot of negativity. So, you know, I tried to make friends, but they wouldn't really last long.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I had a few.
Okay, good. So you have, I'm imagining it's like a small town, like maybe 5,000 people.
Okay, yeah.
That's
something
small.
Like that, yeah.
So like how many stores did you have? Like it's just a diner?
It would be like a stretch, like, I bounce around from different areas in Chandler.
Uh-huh.
So like kind of like the area I lived in last, the area, it was right next to this big like mall. It's called Chandler Mall.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a big mall, but it was the big mall in the like city.
Right. And then when you came to this tighter town and you saw a real mall.
Yes. When I came to New York, I was shocked because it's huge. First of all, Arizona in itself, everyone likes to like call it square. They literally call Arizona square because it's square.
Right.
The roads are square. It's literally set up like a grid.
Right.
So you know where you're going all the times. The highways all connect. Like everything is just boom, boom, boom. It's super easy, small, right there. Then I came here and I was like, oh my goodness, there's some windy roads. Like there's huge skyrise buildings.
So were you like this?
I was looking up. I was like, oh, okay, wait, hold on. I'm scared of these buildings. Like, they're
totally
really big. And it's weird because this thought will just cross my mind. Like, okay, what if this building, like, fell? Like, I really think of that. I'm like, we're driving through these big buildings. And what if they just fall?
Right.
I'm a
what goof. About walking? How is walking for you in the city? Was it like, for me, it was like, excuse me.
Yes.
I did that for weeks.
And I used to think, like, I was like, are these people rude? Like, everybody's just like bumping into you and they're like, oh, move. But they're not being rude. Everybody they work. They're trying to get to work. You know, everybody's just fast paced.
There's an actual pathway to it and an act to it.
Yes.
When I first came here, every day I would just get bumped all the way to work. Excuse me. And then I think this went on for 5 weeks.
Yes.
Right. And then finally I was like, you know what? I'm not saying excuse me again. And then I just got like, I just did the tunnel vision. And that's how I learned to walk in New York.
Yeah. You kind of just got to go around everybody.
I felt like a Beverly Hillbilly, but you wouldn't know who those are.
No.
So now you got some stuff to Google and your fans have some stuff to Google.
Yeah,
what the hell is a Beverly Hillbilly?
Y'all, what is a Beverly Hillbilly? Please let me know.
No, that's a name, Jared.
Seriously.
So have you always wanted to be a singer? And like, did you start singing from the womb or something?
Yes, I have been singing since I could talk.
Right.
I just knew it was what I wanted to be. Right. I was such like a diva growing up. Like I was that girl who literally always wanted to wear the sparkly dresses with the little tutus and the tiaras and stuff like that. Like I was, when
I came
out of the womb.
Is that why you got this queen on here?
Yes, queen. Like I am always a queen. Like,
okay.
So I came out just a diva, like a whole diva. Right. And I would just sit and I would watch like all my favorite singers on TV and I'd like pretend like I was them. Like I had this sparkly like little pencil case that looked like a microphone,
right?
And I would just like sing with it and just all types of stuff. I always wanted to be like Beyonce. Like she was my idol. I was like, I want to be like her.
So now when you were like, because most people that or children growing up or singers who grow up to be great singers, they do that, right?
Yeah.
So were you always in school plays and like
I was
had the singing parts?
Yep. Any musical thing that the school put on, I was always in it. Like right. I would always audition, even if I like sometimes I wouldn't get them and I'd be so sad. I'd be like, oh no, but then I would always audition for the next thing. Right. Like I never gave up. I just kept pushing and then I landed some roles and it was awesome. Like
so
I,
was it like, oh god, she's applying again? Was it like that?
I feel like kids in my school honestly thought that. They probably were a little salty. I know definitely when I did choir like in high school, my voice was developing more, so right. like I started getting better and more comfortable in my voice. And I would try out for all the solos and right. I would land a lot of the solos. Right. And I think a lot of kids were like, oh, Taya up there again. But, you know, I was like, you don't hate the player, hate the game. Like, this is me.
You were on a mission.
I was on a mission to win. Like, I always wanted to, I knew what I wanted to be.
Right.
So
what is that like? Like, knowing what you want to be, like, what is that like? What was that like for you? And what was it like for your family?
It gives you just like a tunnel vision, like because this was always my dream. Like, mm-hmm. So it's just weird. I felt like it was just a part of me. Like right. You couldn't change me because music came with me. Like right. Everywhere I went, it was music and music was just my outlet. So I think a lot of my family, when they watched me, you know, sing and things like that, they knew that that was my escape because right. a lot of like I did go through a lot of challenging things in my life and our family did. We all went through a lot of challenging things together. And through those challenging things, I would always gravitate back to the music.
So yeah. Music was your solace.
It was always. Yeah.
Cool. So what would your life look like if you didn't do music? I can't even imagine.
I can't even imagine. I mean, I knew I like if I didn't do music, I loved like cheer. Like I would have been probably like an athlete. Like I probably would have cheered for like the big like.
Oh, like, you'd have been a cheerleader.
I would have been a cheerleader. Yeah, right. I would have pursued that or cosmetology too. I always talked about mm-hmm. cosmetology
right.
when I was
younger.
Do you
think you could be a nail technician? Because I watch you online a lot doing the nails.
You know, I love nails. I really do. I like hands. Like, I'm weird. Like, when I look at people's hands,
right.
like, I love
don't
just
look at mine because they're a mess today.
No, but I love the way, like, hands are. I just love hands. So I would definitely see myself being, like, a nail tech or, like, a cosmetologist if I didn't do music.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Well, we're not even going to go into that conversation.
Yeah, right.
We're going to take a break and we'll be right back because we should sing everything. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Noreen. How do you spell your name?
N-O-R-E-E-N.
N-O-R-E-E-N.
S-U-M-P-T-E-R.
Yes.
So we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. And we are with Teo. Teo Official.
Teo Official.
That's right. So, so you were born in Arizona in the square. There's nothing square about you. Your environment was a grid. You bounced around. You are a singer from, like, you came into the world singing.
I did.
And you love nothing more than singing and entertaining.
Yes.
So was there ever a time that you were shy?
Oh, definitely. I think just because of what I went through in life, it made me a little bit shy. Mm-hmm. Like, I was really scared to step out of my comfort zone. I always loved music, knew I wanted to sing, but I wasn't as confident in my own gift.
So like, what was missing?
Not
wrong. What was missing from that you needed to put in?
I think it was had a lot to do with my image. Right. Like, I didn't love who I was on the outside, mm-hmm. which made me kind of not really feel comfortable on the inside.
Right.
And so once I kind of grew to love my outside and just mm-hmm. to say, hey, like, this is who I am, this is who I'm going to be, mm-hmm. that's when I started like feeling it on the inside. And I was like, oh, okay, like, and you know, as life started to calm down to a little bit, like after I went through a lot of challenging things, that's when I felt like I was able to finally breathe. And I was like, this is who I am. This is really, really what I want to be for the rest of my life.
Right. So the challenges that you went through, what was some of that? You don't need to go into the whole baseline of it, but what were some of the challenges? Because some of your listeners actually might be having an experience where they're being challenged in some areas of their life and you could be an inspiration to them.
Right. I mean, definitely poverty was a big one. Mm-hmm. Just growing up in a single parent household.
But did you know you were poor?
Honestly, yeah, because a lot of the times I got teased mm-hmm. about just not having the best of the best. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the times I'd be like, I just want the best of the best, because I felt like that would make me cool, like right. when I was in school. But then I came to realize, you know what? Every single person who had those cool things, like, they were terrible people. Right. Like, they really were. Like, they were so mean.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? Even though I don't have as much and I don't look the part, like, I'm beautiful on the inside. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a much better person on the inside. So
your inside, because life does occur from the inside out.
Right.
So your inside caught up. Your outside caught up with your inside.
Inside.
And so now you'd say your confidence is, you're much more confident.
Yes, definitely.
And so what would you say to a young, because you're what, 19?
I'm 20 now.
Oh, you're 20 now.
Yeah.
Hey. I was married at 20. God, no. So you're 20 now. And what would you say to somebody that's like 13, you know, coming into puberty and like they don't have as much. What would you say to them?
I would just tell them not to worry about the material things, because it's so easy to get so distracted by those, because so many kids are just nasty, like, in school. And also, just don't worry about what people think about you. Like, mm-hmm. I was so caught up in what people thought about me that I literally just lost sight of who I was. I was like,
who am I?
Well,
you didn't get a chance to develop that.
And I didn't. Yeah. And so, you know, people are just so mean. And so I would just honestly tell all the young people out there, don't ever stop being who you are, because who you are is enough. Who you are is okay.
Right.
You know, so.
And I would say it's none of your business what people think about you. It's your business what you think about yourself.
Yes.
That's right. Maybe you should write a song about that. It's none of your business.
Right. I kind of have something similar to that, but y'all will hear that 2020.
So now so we're creating the story. So the square, now, you know, the confidence is developed. And now tell me when you left Arizona, like when you came to, you know, when you came to New York. Or
so
New
I was 18 years old when I left Arizona. Mm-hmm. I was very close to turning 19. So, mm-hmm.
And I gasp, but then I have to think back to my life. Like, I left home pretty much at 16. So why am I gasping? Go ahead.
But yeah, I left when I was 18. Oh. And it's a funny story. Like, do you want to know how I ended up in?
Yeah. Just a little tidbit.
I ended up kind of, like, I reconnected with my biological father. Mm-hmm. who wasn't in my life before, but I had found him because my grandfather actually played for James Brown for 23 years. And I
heard
that.
So music is in your bones. It's in your blood. And you got.
Kind of, sort of. So he played bass for James Brown. Uh-huh. And what had happened was I got in contact with him, uh-huh, and he ended up getting me in contact with my actual father. Uh-huh. And when my
what
father.
What was that like?
Oh, wow. It was, honestly, it was a beautiful moment. Something I'll never forget because my father was extremely excited to hear from me. It was a beautiful moment. It really was, like, the moment I got to just finally hug him again after all those years. Like, I flew to go stay with him for a while because I didn't have a place to live at the time. And when I met him at the airport, he was just like, my baby girl. Like, it was really emotional.
And do you look like him?
I do. I'm a mixture of them both. When I'm with my father and I smile, you're like, oh yeah, that's definitely like his daughter.
Right.
But my mom, they always say that I'm like my mom's like twin.
Right.
Like,
okay, cool.
So, I ended up going to stay with him. And then I had a mentor at the time who was kind of helping me through life. She ended up.
Smart girl here. She got herself a mentor.
Yes. She ended up taking me kind of under her wing a little bit and just through that whole process, because me and my mom kind of went through a rough patch. Mm-hmm. Love my mom, but her and I were going through something at the time. And, you know, we weren't speaking. So that's why I went to stay with my father. And then the mentor was kind of guiding me through all that, like the whole process. And we would talk on the phone. And that situation with my father turned sour. Some things happened. It was just a lot of miscommunication in the household.
So it didn't work.
No. And so then I ended up going to stay with the mentor who moved to New Jersey because she'd gotten remarried. Mm-hmm. And I came all the way out to Jersey and I was like, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm just going to go with the flow of life because life took me New Jersey, I guess. Right. So I ended up going, staying with her, and that situation kind of got rocky. And then that's when I met my manager, Kim.
So you met, where did you guys meet?
I was working the front desk at a local gym in like our town. It's called Alpha Fitness, New Jersey. Uh-huh. Shout out to Alpha because they literally are so supportive of my career. Uh-huh. They have supported me since day one. Like they've just been super welcoming, from letting me get a job there right away to just everything else. Like they literally sponsored my whole release party, my single release party when I released Instagram Famous. They literally handled all the catering. Like they were so beautifully amazing. Yes. And I literally just sung for their jingle ball. Their
cool.
Yeah, they had like a little Christmas 5-year anniversary that I just sung for. So I was honored to be able to do that as well. But
so basically, like you said, you went with the flow.
I did.
Right. And then going with the flow, landing you at the fitness place.
Yes.
And then you bumped into Kim Mazing.
I did. I was taking a class and Kimmy was in the same class as me. And she's like, who's this girl? I've never seen you before. And I was like, oh, I've never seen you before.
She's nosy, curious.
She loves to talk. If y'all know Kimmy, y'all know she loves to talk. But she was talking and she just was like, who's this? So I was like, oh, she's really cool. I love her energy. And by the end of the class, she's like, I really want you to sing for me. You're a singer? Oh, sing for me.
Right.
So she put me on the spot. And right then and there, I sang for her. And as soon as I sang for her, like 10 or 20 other people from just the whole gym came into the room to see like who was singing. I was like, oh, snap. People were filming and stuff like that. And she started filming. And they're like, wow, you're amazing. Because nobody knew like who I was. I was new in town. And it was a beautiful moment. And then she just invited me to go meet Rage. And then the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Yeah.
Now, I want to know, we're making history.
Yes.
So all this is going to go in your book at some point.
Yes.
Know, right? I'm getting chills.
Aww.
And when I get chills, that means it's going to happen.
Aww, right? Thank you.
So, so you met Rage and you met. And so what has it been like? Now you have a manager, right?
Yes.
You are like on the way. You are creating your career. You're creating your dream day by day by day, step by step, inch by inch. Right? Inch by inch is a cinch, right? What is that like for you? What are some of the things that you had to give up that didn't work for where you want to go?
Okay.
And then things that you had to take on. I know she got you in the gym working your ass off.
Yeah. So definitely fitness was a big thing because I mean, I had kind of like taken some gym stuff, but I wasn't like on my fitness.
Right.
So she brought me into that. She's like, okay, we got to drop these pounds to get you looking like a superstar. So that was one of them. Also, just the people I hung around. I had to give that up. I had a few habits I had to give up as well.
Right.
Just being young and stupid, gave all those up. So, and also just I had to give up a lot of, they say that like you can have friends, but you really can't have friends in this industry. You can't, I don't get to go out and hang out and go party and do the things that like the regular 20-year-olds are doing right now. Like I literally have had to sacrifice all of that to be able to put all of my energy into this.
Would you really call it a sacrifice?
I wouldn't, because I have so much fun. And honestly, I enjoy being by myself because it's less drama. Like it really is.
Well, I think that you're going to learn to like really appreciate who you are so that you give that, you know, you can share that with another and you can recognize who's for you, who's not.
Right.
But it's, I wouldn't call it a sacrifice. I would call it a commitment.
Okay.
Because a commitment is really a big, it's a big thing. You don't just speak it. You have to speak into being, and then you have to do, it's be, do, have. So you're being committed to the career that you want, which gives you the ability to do the things that you need to do and you want to do, and the result is that you'll have the career that you want.
Yeah.
Now, right? So now it's kind of like, I'm sure you had to lose some pounds because you're probably overweight and your breath couldn't hang.
Right. And I had cystic acne, so we cleared the skin up.
Yeah, the skin looks fabulous.
Thank you.
So you worked on it. So you want to be shiny.
Yes, we had to polish me up. Like, I was a little dusty, but we're okay now.
It's just going to get better.
Exactly. It only gets better. Right. So
I want to know, I want to hear this song, Instagram. Do you want to do a little ditty for us?
Sure.
A little song?
Because I've
seen you online doing it, like, and you can just do it off the cuff and a cappella.
Yes.
So I would love to. Would you guys love to hear her sing? If you want to hear her sing, give me some hearts.
Yes. Everybody throw up your heart emojis. I'm going to do it anyway. Ready? Do you like the way I ride the beat like that? Yeah, my body language make you wanna speak right back. Are you ready? Are you ready for the heat I got? Once I give it to you, know you'll wanna tweet about that. Yeah. So bring that V right back, or go Sierra on you. Watch me do my 1-2 step. Now you all up on my jock, cause you know I'm the best. The way I shake it got you hypnotized. Our last song, man, I got you going. Now you wanna snap a video. Pull out your phone, yeah, you should snap me. Instagram, you tap me. Scrolling through that phone and thinking, damn, look at this baddie. Yeah, all up on my pages. Like she did, yeah, she's amazing. Show me that love and you can taste it. Follow me right up and make me Instagram famous. Instagram famous. Instagram famous. Yeah, show me all that love. Follow me right up and make me Instagram famous.
And we're going to take a break. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
That filled the room. Awesome. Thank you. That was great.
Thank you so much.
Wasn't that?
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
We're back on Beyond Potential. I'm so excited.
Me too. I'm extremely excited.
On Beyond
excited.
Potential, live life your way. And I'm with Teo Official.
Hello.
I was official.
Hey.
I put a little accent on. I'm a mess. So, wow. You come alive when you sing.
Aw.
Right? And like you fill up the room. And so I can imagine you singing at a stadium.
Yes, I love it. Like I feel like music, because it's me. Like when I sing, I feel like I release.
Yeah, it feels like it's like you're serving.
Yes,
you're like serving.
That's like my purpose. Like,
yeah, in yoga, or is it Pilates that I used to do? Pilates, they have this thing, it's like serve, like empty out and then bring it back. So you're actually serving the people with your voice.
Yes.
And you're giving them something. Because music is like a universal language.
Right.
So who's your favorite singer other than Beyonce? I'm not wrong.
Well, I am, obviously.
Of course. Hey! Good answer.
And like singer, one singer I can tell you I really adored growing up. Have you seen the movie Dreamgirls?
Yes.
Jennifer Hudson,
yes,
was a powerhouse. Like, mm-hmm, nobody can sing like that. Like, her voice is beautiful. So she's one. But Rihanna, she was one. And right, male Justin Bieber, he was like I was a fangirl of him.
And if you could go back into the future, like in the past, sorry, is there anybody back there, like further than the 80s?
Mariah Carey. Wait, oh, that's she's like 90s still, right? Whom? Flowetry. Do you know who Flowetry is?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
I like Flowetry. Let me think. Past that. Is Mary J. Blige? Is she?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, Mary J. Blige.
You know, you better pack up on these guys.
Because
you're going to be meeting these people. So.
Oh, Alicia Keys. Is she? Yeah, where did she go back? Okay, I like Alicia Keys.
You're going to have to like really brush up on these people. Because like if you... Like it's really good to know who paved the road for you, right? So it's really important that you like brush up on that stuff.
Yeah.
And you get just have a really expansive musical background.
Yeah, no, I totally
go way back. Go check out some jazz and check out classics, check out lots of different things, because there's that, they've got the history and the tone and the depth, and you can expand yourself.
Right.
Because, you know, you want to have longevity. Longevity.
Longevity. Longevity.
Longevity. You want to have longevity in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the people that have knowledge.
Right.
Right. And that know their history and can converse about any form of music. And can participate in any form of music. If you really check it out, those are the ones that survive.
Okay.
Right? Because you want versatility. You want to be, you know, you have to be able to act, sing, dance, the whole nine yards. You're an entertainer is what you really are.
Right, right.
And so the more that you expand your knowledge base, it gives you more power, gives you more freedom.
Right.
Yeah, and self-expression.
Yeah.
So it's really important. You better listen to that one. Is Kim? Am I channeling your manager?
You are channeling her. She tells me a lot. She's like, you got to listen to these old songs. I'm like, but why? What about you listening to my songs?
Yeah, but she's your manager.
I know.
You know, she can see what you can't see.
That's very true. I agree with that.
Yeah, she can't see what she can see what you can't see.
Because that's true.
If you look at it, you're inside. If you were to look at you like a if it would look at you like a brown paper bag. You're in the paper bag having your life. Yeah, it's great. Ooh. But she's outside the paper bag directing you. And what she wants to do is to rip the bag open.
Right.
So that you can really push out and blossom.
Right, right. No, I understand that.
She don't have to listen to your music.
Yeah.
You know, but she wants to educate you because she knows what it's going to take to be in that future.
Right, right.
So do we have another headset? Okay, that's yours.
Thank you.
Welcome to Beyond Potential. Hello. Live Life Your Way. Who am I speaking to?
This is Amy. This is Taya's mom.
Aww. Hello.
Hi, Mama.
Hello, Queen. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
And so how proud are you of your baby girl?
I'm so proud of her. I just can't put it into words how proud of her I am.
Mm-hmm. And so let's tell me about her first time you actually heard her sing. What was that experience like for you?
It's hard for me to pinpoint the first time because, mm-hmm. you know, she just grew up just always singing. Mm-hmm. So whenever she had an opportunity, she was singing. I always knew that she had something special because there was that special tone in her voice, mm-hmm. and just her kind of star quality, mm-hmm. I guess she's always had. Mm-hmm. And she's always just been extremely determined, right. To accomplish her goals. And she had that from a very young age.
Right.
So, but yeah, she was singing all the time.
What's one memory? Like, what was it like for you when you first saw her on stage? Like in one of those recitals?
It was incredible. She commands an audience. Mm-hmm. I know for a talent show that she had, I believe when she was a freshman in high school, mm-hmm. She came out and her voice, there was just, it's so distinctive, and everyone just kind of stopped, like the whole audience just got silent,
right?
Because it was so beautiful.
I call those mouse farting moments.
I think she cried too. Like, I'm pretty sure she cried at this one.
This is what she's gonna do.
Right.
So it
sealed it for you that this is her destiny.
I absolutely believe 100%.
Oh, thank awesome.
Do you.
Do you
sing? Do you have any musical talents?
You know, when I was young, mm-hmm. I could sing, but it's just like with anything, I didn't develop that. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't develop that and nurture that, it kind of goes away.
Yeah.
but, you know, I mean, it's something that I could always learn to develop again, but, you know, I'm just in the background watching Taya, and I just want her to just shine.
Well, honey, aww. She's shiny already.
Thank you.
So was she one of these, you know, you see these little kids on stage and they're like 2 foot tall and they got a voice that's like 6 foot high.
Yes. And she didn't really start having performances when she was little, but she always had that voice.
Right.
And everywhere we went, she was singing for everybody. It was right. Like, oh, Taya, sing us this song. And everybody just, their jaws would drop.
Right.
Every time that she would sing a song. And so she, I can tell you one story in particular. This is when we actually lived in California briefly. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of a struggling time for us. But my daughter literally decided to go out and sing.
Right.
It was around Christmas time. And her and my older daughter went out and sang. And just in front of the dollar store.
Right.
And I'll just never forget the drive and just how much people related to that. Mm-hmm. And she was doing this to, like, help our little family.
Right.
And to me, that just shows her heart and her willingness to just sing from her heart and do things just to help others. So.
Right. Well, I'm getting chills just thinking about that. This is a good thing. She's onto a good thing. She's found her, you know, this is her dharma. This is what she's come to do.
Yes.
So thank you so much for like calling in and sharing that with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mama. Love you.
Love you too, Mama.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So do you remember that moment?
I do. Yeah. Me and my sister, because we didn't have like a lot of food in our house at the time. We were like, we're so hungry. And my mom, she was working like 60 plus hours a week just trying to bring money into, because living in California, I don't know if anybody knows what that's like, but it's very expensive.
Right.
And so we were just trying to, she was trying to keep up on just the bills and everything. And me and my sister were like, what can we do to like just help? And we were these little girls, you know, like I was in middle school. My sister, I think she just started high school or something. And I was like, I have an idea, because I would always see people outside of the stores like playing guitar or singing or doing something around like the holidays. So I was like, what if we just go out there? And I didn't know that, oh, like you have to have a license to do these things. I didn't know that. But
you were hungry.
We were. And you
know what? That was your license.
It was our license, because by the grace of God, we were able to stand on these streets for days and days in a row and sing a bunch of Christmas songs or just regular songs. And people were just pouring into us. Like we put a little bucket out or a hat out or something. People were just so giving. And we were able to take that money at the end of the night and just buy food for the house or just do what we, you know what I'm saying? So it was, I definitely remember that
moment.
That's
great. That's like, see, these are things that lives and careers and texture, it gives your life texture and it makes it real. You know what I mean?
Right.
You have stories to share with people. That's like, I mean, yes, nobody wants to be hungry, but at that time it was probably embarrassing or whatever. But now we know that that is something that's going to give your life texture.
Right. Yeah, definitely. It definitely made me, it humbled me.
What is your manager saying over there?
Intuition.
Yes. So I have a single out. It's called Intuition.
Mm-hmm. My favorite word.
It's a part of my EP. It's called Black, White, and Love, the whole EP.
Mm-hmm.
But Intuition specifically talks about my life. Like the EP is very uppity and fun, but this single we wanted to throw in there because after doing the track with Soulja Boy and having all these fun songs, we wanted people to know who is Taya.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote Intuition just based off of my whole life story. Right. And you guys can find this on YouTube. The official music video shot by my manager Rage, or directed by him, is up on my YouTube channel. So Taya Official on YouTube, go check out the music video. But it talks about my life, and pretty much it even says that moment in it where we used to sing on the street to bring in money for our family. Like it was just like a real, real story. And I wrote the hook. It goes drink after drink, blunt after blunt. It goes drink after drink, blunt after blunt. Bet you feel alone. Yeah, bet you feel alone. Know that I'm right there with you. And I'm a stag addict, looking hella classy, diva on the streets, but I'm still human like the average. I'm right there with you. So I wrote that whole hook because it's just extremely, like, a lot of people where I'm from grew up, like, with drug addictions and just problems with drinking or, you know, smoking and things like that. So I saw a lot of that growing up, and I wrote it because of everything I saw around me. And I was like, you know what? This is a real problem. And the only reason why these people are doing these things is because that's their way of escaping their reality.
Absolutely.
So I wrote it and I was like, you know what? I think people are going to resonate with this because
it's real.
This is real. Like, this is really what's going on. And I've even like been through times like those being young. Like I made some mistakes and stuff like that. And I was like,
I
know how
you
feel.
I'm going to ask you to hold that.
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
All right.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Hey,
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
And we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. So I heard that you've got this amazing song out.
Yes. So it's called Intuition. It tells the story of my life.
Well, why don't you just sing it? Like, you know.
You want me to sing it?
Yeah, because you told us the story of your life. Your mother just confirmed something. You just talked about what's in it. So why not just give us a taste?
All right. So is ya. I hope you're hearing me right. Crazy how everyone who hate and falling off are uptight, and I refuse to live that way. Woohoo! I'm coming straight from the street. Remember singing on the block just so my family could eat and watch my mama slave away. I had to make it out. I had to grow up really fast and pack some stages out, cause it's a life I chose to live. But every now and then, can't help but feel alone. Don't wanna fake a smile again. Sometimes I wonder how it ever ends. And here it goes again, like drink after drink, blunt after blunt. Bet you feel alone, yeah, bet you feel alone. Know that I'm right there with you. And I'm a stag addict, looking hella classy, diva on the streets, but I'm still human like the average. I'm right there with you. Thank
you. Give me more.
You want the second verse? I got the second verse.
And then I want a Christmas carol.
Okay.
You know it is.
All right.
Ding-a-ling time.
So 5 years old when my father went to prison. Times were getting thicker, got so hard to keep the vision. Imagine waking up knowing nobody was around. Shout out bro and shout out sis for being there when I was down. Grew some pretty thick skin to survive all the drama. Tired of the arguments, I tried so hard to stop them. Always on my toes, locked myself up in my room. Went from sleeping all the time to making all my dreams come true. I had to make it out. I had to grow up really fast and pack some stages out, cause it's a life I chose to live. But every now and then, can't help but feel alone. Don't wanna fake a smile again. Sometimes I wonder how it ever ends. And here it goes again, like drink after drink, blunt after blunt. Bet you feel alone, yeah, bet you feel alone. Know that I'm right there with you. And I'm a stag addict, looking hella classy, diva on the streets, but I'm still human like the average. I'm right there with you. You're not alone, so just keep holding on. Never let go. You are powerful. Drink after drink, blunt after blunt. Bet you feel alone, yeah, bet you feel alone. Know that I'm right there with you. And I'm a stag addict, looking hella classy, diva on the streets, but I'm still human like the average. I'm right there with you. I'm right here.
Thank
Thank you.
That was really good.
Thank you so much.
Who would have thought, would you have thought those moments, that texture, on the street, panhandling, trying to get food, trying to eat, your environment, would you have known? You would never have known that this would have been your...
No, I honestly wouldn't have. Did I think that this would have been, my career would have been where it is today?
Right.
Definitely not in the way that it happened. I always dreamed it, but definitely not in the way that it happened.
Right.
And I want everybody to make sure they check that single out. It is available on all streaming platforms and on my YouTube channel. So please go subscribe, Taya Official. Go to the YouTube channel. It's shot by my manager, Rage. He's an amazing director in the industry. So definitely check it out.
So what I'm hearing for you and what you have accomplished is that you turned your pain into your power.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. My pain is what made me who I am today.
Right.
And it's helped me to be powerful. It really has, becoming a queen. I consider being a queen exactly what I am, going through those hard things and being able to turn them around. And most people don't have the ability to do that.
Right.
Most people let those circumstances kind of take them under and they feel defeated and stuff. And I definitely don't blame them for that, because sometimes when you go through traumatic things, it's so hard to pick yourself up. Yeah,
but we are not our circumstances.
Right.
We have circumstances. And it's how we look at them that
yes.
will pull us out. And if
yes.
we say we can't, we won't.
Exactly. So. Exactly. So you have to say you can. You have to power through those things and understand, okay, this is a lesson I'm being taught right now,
right.
but I'm going to come out even stronger.
Awesome. So. That's so great. So I would like you to do, I saw you online doing a Christmas carol.
Oh, yes.
So I would like to have one.
Yes. So
because it is the holiday season.
Yes, it is the holiday season. It's right before Christmas. So happy holidays, everybody. I dropped a cover of Justin Bieber's Mistletoe on my YouTube channel, Taya Official. Go subscribe, mm-hmm. go like and comment on that video. But it is, before I sing this song, I have a Christmas gift for you. Now that we're talking about Christmas.
We like gifts.
So this is your Christmas gift.
Oh, wow.
I want you to open it and okay. let me know what you think.
Look, it's got your picture of your Instagram. Oops, where's the camera? Instagram famous.
Yes.
On the bag with Soulja Boy.
Yes.
S-O-I-L-D-E-R boy.
S-O-U-L-J-A. You got it. Something
oh, look,
like
there's
that.
There's a bunch of stuff in here.
Yes.
Excusez moi, s'il vous plaît.
And please open it too, because I want you to.
Is this edible?
Is this fudge? So, what these are? Those mm-hmm. are my vegan soy.
You made these?
I did not. I actually have Tatina. Huge shout out to Tatina. She is my merch lady. She custom hand pours all of those.
God,
these are vegan soaps. So they're different flavors. I think that one's like apple crush. We have a sea salt and orchid.
Good.
Yeah, so I think this one's a sea salt and orchid. Those ones both might be. Oh, no, we have a peach nectar. This is peach nectar. This is sea salt and orchid. But they're vegan, so they're really good for your skin. And these are my Team Taya merch, you guys. So you will be able to purchase these on the web very, very soon. Because my merch line is launching very soon. So
and is this a candle?
That is a
this
candle.
Because I my burnt out my candle last night.
Yes.
So
and all of them have my single covers. Yeah, that one's Apple Crush, I believe.
Smells good. Look at the picture. Okay, look, everything has her merchandise
yes.
on it. I could take a page out of her book.
Yes.
You know, very awesome.
And they're vegan, so they're good for the environment. So make sure you follow my Instagram page, Team Taya Merch, because
this merch line is
dropping very soon.
This is your CD?
Yes.
We still call them CDs?
They are CDs. You can open it on the side right here.
Okay, so we got 3 more minutes, and I still need my Christmas carol, even just a little part of it.
Yes.
Team Taya.
Yes, so... Now that we have your Christmas gift and you've seen my merch launching on the web soon, I'm going to sing you Mistletoe. You ready?
Oh.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I shall be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't want to miss out on a holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I shall be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe with you. Shawty, with you. Shawty, with you under the mistletoe. Everyone's gathering around the fire, chestnuts roasting like a hot July. I should be chilling with my folks, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Word on the street, Santa's coming at night. Reindeer's flying through the sky so high. I should be making a list, I know, I'ma be under the mistletoe with you. Shawty, with you. Shawty, with you, under the mistletoe.
That was so great. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It was like awesome.
Thank you for having me.
This is such a good way, because this is our last show for the season, right? This is a great way to end the season.
Aww,
with your story, your future is shiny and bright.
Aww.
And I am so excited to have you here. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for
Kim,
having
thank
me.
Thank you for doing what you do.
Yes.
And bringing her
shout out
to
Kim Restigini, my manager. She's beautiful. She's amazing. She makes all of this happen.
Absolutely.
And shout out to my social media guru. And shout out to Rage, too. Rage, behind the scenes. And, oh, one more thing, you guys. Make sure that you all go follow me on all of my social media. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Taya Official. TAIYAOFFICIAL. Ooh, that got a little ring to it. And you can go subscribe to my YouTube channel, Taya Official, as well. And my new EP just released. It has Soulja Boy, Jabbar, and Aunt Beale on it. So if you like any of those artists, swing by and go listen to Black, White, and Love on all streaming platforms.
Thank you so much for spending time with us this evening on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. I'm going to request off of the back of Teo that you go into my channel, Noreen Sumter Coach, and subscribe and join me online for insightful, powerful conversations that will enlighten your life. Have a wonderful Christmas and a happy
Merry
New Year.
Christmas.
And happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah to all her followers. Bye!
Peace, Team Taya.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners.
Looking to boost your business?
Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates?
Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.